Why don't you tell us a little bit about this special Veterans History Project, what it is and what it entails?
Well, the Veterans History Project, which was unanimously funded by Congress in October of 2020, was created to collect and preserve the accounts of our military people who have fought in U.S. wars. And the reason, the rationale is we want to capture for posterity so that future generations can hear about our veterans' experiences, no matter which war they were in. Many of them were in several wars. And the future generations will better be able to understand the realities and hardships that our military people have encountered while serving our country. Ron Klein presented this to Congress, and his wife is a court reporter. So ever since the beginning, there was always a criteria of having a video recording of the oral history and having a court reporter transcribe it so that there's a searchable text of the interview. And so there was an informal partnership between the National Court Reporters Foundation and the Veterans History Project through a memorandum of understanding that when we send in the transcripts that our court reporters do of veterans, that we would get a priority treatment when it gets to being placed in the archives of the Library of Congress. And our court reporter members love to do this. They love this outreach. It gives them joy to give back to the nation in this way. So it's been highly successful. We are at the National Court Reporters Association conference right now here in Minneapolis from now until Sunday morning. And the last 3 years, our National Court Reporters Foundation, in addition to all the things they have to do here, they decided to host an oral history day. So I reached out to the military people with disabilities. I reached out to local American legions, and we have 5 veterans coming. We're staggering the private interviews, and we'll also have Kerry Ward with us from the Veterans History Project. We're so proud to be able to host this. There's a lot of logistics, but the main thing is to honor and recognize the service of our veterans, our Minneapolis veterans.
Once the project is completed, say you're gathering all these stories and these interviews, and then how will folks be able to take in the project? Will they have to go to the Library of Congress in person? Will there be like kind of online options?
There's a website. It's www.loc.gov, and then you put in the search bar Veterans History Project, and or you could even put in a person's name if you know the veteran's name. So there is a process to have this all prepared for archiving, and that involves signing a lot of permission slips, submitting to the Veterans History Project the video recording, and then the court reporter who is transcribing it real time will transcribe the document into a record, and then we send that record on to the Veterans History Project, and they put it in their queue, and eventually it gets archived and it goes online onto this website, and it's searchable. And it also, people can walk into the Library of Congress and find all the documents and pictures there as well.
Awesome. I mean, what has it just been like for you? I mean, obviously, you're going to hear from some Minnesota and Minneapolis veterans tomorrow, but what has it been like for you to kind of travel the country and hear the different stories from all these different veterans and kind of archive them?
Well, let me give you a tiny example of one interview that I stepped in on. We had 8 of them going on at the same time in Houston, and I stepped in at the end of one veteran's interview at his conclusion, and the last question that the interviewer said was something like, "So what's your message for future people who might join the military?" And his philosophy was actually so poignant about the meaning of life, how short life can be, and how important it is to always do the right thing. And his service to his country was so important, but so traumatic that he never even told his own children about what he experienced in Afghanistan. He was speaking about it for the first time today. All of us were in tears at the end of his speaking. I later learned that in the middle of his interview with the interviewer, the videographer, the court reporter, and the veteran, that they all had to take a break because they were all crying. So there's a lot of emotion, and there can be like the trauma that they experienced there, thank God with a happy outcome because he's here to tell the story. But it's very emotional, and it's very important to capture these stories because we're honoring their service that way.
Absolutely. Well, Jill, I mean, you hit kind of the main stuff I was looking for. You highlighted a little bit about what's going to be going on Thursday. But is there anything else that you want folks to know, maybe highlight kind of the importance or why you're doing the project. Again, just anything before I let you go.
Well, we're first of all giving them a gift bag because we so appreciate all that they have done. And to be honest with you, we're just so grateful that this project has been authorized and will likely, we hope, remain in perpetuity to create testimonials of our American war veterans. It raises awareness of the importance of military work, and we hope that this will have a positive influence on future young people who might be willing to serve the country. When they listen to the personal narratives of these people and how they're trained and how they work together and how they have each other's back. And it's just an amazing tribute to the servicemen and women in this country ever since these stories have been captured.